Connecticut lawmakers Thursday said diabetes treatment and care are among the top legislative priorities this year. As Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports, a new bill seeks to make medications and other services more affordable to diabetics.
Both Democratic and Republican legislators are supporting the bill, which would cap a person's out-of-pocket cost at $50 for a month's supply of insulin, an essential medication for people with type 1 diabetes.
The dosage has to be available in the right form and the right amount at the right time when the person needs it, or tragic consequences can flow from that.
That's Senator Martin Looney.
And what we are seeing, frankly, is just outrageous, unconscionable price gouging by the manufacturers of insulin.
National reports show that insulin prices have doubled in recent years, and that's made it difficult for Logan Merwin and his family. He's a 13-year-old living with the disease.
I've heard my parents on the phone arguing with suppliers because we needed supplies.
His mother, Samantha Merwin, says even with health insurance, her family spends thousands of dollars a year on Logan's diabetes care.
We never rationed insulin, but there were times before we met our deductible when we would choose between paying a bill on time or paying for Logan's insulin.
The new legislation also seeks to create an emergency fund for people who need insulin but can't afford it. A public hearing on the bill is scheduled for later this month. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.